Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. So, I'm going to sound a little nasally, and I'm going to sniffle. It's only because I'm getting over a cold. So, please tune that stuff out. So, today, I want to talk about a prequel trilogy written by Chris Colfer, who you probably know as Kurt Hummel from Glee, who has also written the book, the series, The Land of Stories. Well, the A Tale of Magic trilogy is a prequel to The Land of Stories. And the first book, A Tale of Magic, is about how witchcraft and magic used to be a crime throughout the whole kingdom. And there is this one character who wanted to bring magic and witchcraft back. And so this character, Madame Weatherberry, takes a group of children to her ground so she can teach them magic. One of those characters is named Bristol. And she was a rebel, kind of. She didn't like the fact that she had to be a servant of sorts, so she had to be serving her family and her husband, and she couldn't get a job or read. So one day she found a job at a library and found a magic book that awakened her powers. So instead of going to jail, Madame Weatherberry took her to her school of magic and started to teach her magic. And she met and became friends with some other students of Madame Weatherberry's. Some like Lucy Goose, Xanthos, who can control fire, Emeralda can make jewels from coal, Skylene that can control water, and Tangerina, who can control bees. Well, while Bristol and her new friends are studying to learn how to do magic, there is a conflict that Madame Weatherberry has to fight. So Bristol and her new friends decide to go help Madame Weatherberry fight this conflict. And while the conflict is resolved, magic is brought back to the kingdom. And so the first book is pretty much a backstory on how magic was outlawed, then came back, and the fact that there was a conflict that brought magic back, and how Bristol and her friends were able to help with that. The second book is called A Tale of Witchcraft, and it's a continuation where Bristol and her group of friends are at the magic school and they're learning magic, and now there is this cult that wants to outlaw magic again. And so Bristol and a group of friends need to fight this cult while also trying to fight another magical being who calls herself a witch. And spoiler alert, the witch and the cult are working together. And So Bristol, or the Fairy Council, all have to fight together so she can preserve magic and get rid of the cult and the witch. Well, there's a lot of twists and turns because I was on the edge of my seat when I read A Tale of Witchcraft, because, whew, I didn't know what was going to come next. And so, I don't know what to say right now, but there is a lot of things I want to say, but I can't say because I don't want to spoil it more. But just know that the second book is about Bristol fighting the witch that wants to get revenge and the cult. And the third book in the series, in the trilogy, is A Tale of Sorcery. And it's about how Bristol has a year to live and she needs to find a book that will help her save the world from some immortal. And she still has to deal with the cult from the second book and the immortal who has some ulterior plan. And then Xanthos, the fairy who can control fire, he is under some suspicion. And so the third book is about Bristol having to find what she needs, fight the immortal, and fight the cult while also trying to save her friend. And to be honest, I like the trilogy. I like the backstory of how magic was able to come back and the story of the fairy council and how they came to be. But there were a lot of plot holes. Because, again, another spoiler alert, the conflict from the first book, A Tale of Magic, was the Snow Queen. And how Bristol had to fight the Snow Queen and defeat her. And then in A Tale of Sorcery, the Snow Queen was killed. But in the Land of Stories, the Snow Queen was alive. So, again, I'm sorry for the spoiler, but that's just me. That's what I was thinking about. And I was thinking, how can that be? How, a plot hole. And I kind of want the author, Chris Colfer, to come out and write some more books pertaining to the A Tale of Magic trilogy and the Land of Stories series, because I want to see if he corrects those plot holes. But nonetheless, I liked how we got a backstory on the Fairy Council from the Land of Stories, how Bristol was able to get her powers, and how she was able to fight each and every obstacle that was thrown in her way. And I kind of want to have more books in the Land of Stories universe, because I want to see how the fairy godmother gets married and has her children, and how that everything leads up to the Land of Stories. But that's just me. I hope Colfer writes more books in the series, because this could be a phenomenal franchise, in my honest opinion. And the books are cute, you know, very easy to read. I read them on my Kindle, and it was, again, easy for me to read. I breezed through them fairly quickly. And if you love the Land of Stories, you will love the A Tale of Magic series. But again, this is just my opinion. The only negative, really negative, quote-unquote, I have to say, is the plot holes. There are some plot holes. But again, I hope he fixes that in the future. But either way, it's a cute series. I enjoyed it, and hopefully you will too. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. There's more to come. And hope you guys have a fantastic day, evening, night, wherever you are. Happy reading. Bye, guys. See you next time.